The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Shankar Marella.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best New Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
comet? See, they do float. Look at that. I told you they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh, my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh, my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to the Rack Extra, Season 4, Episode 13. Oh my God, the season finale of Total Divas. Say it ain't so.
No!
No! We're going on hiatus after this. Crap.
God darn it.
But I anticipate a lot of fireworks flying in all directions.
That is for damn sure.
So we will get into everything that happens in the mid-season finale right after this break. So just sit tight. You're listening to The Rack Extra right here on wildtalkradio.com. We will be right back. I just gotta let it out. Show it to the world and spread it all around. Feel it burning in my body. It's faster than the day you are. Me, I wanna
every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
As my client Brock Lesnar said, suplex city, bitch.
From the big returns.
So this is what it feels like to kick off Monday Night Raw.
To the shocking moment.
You will get your rematch. Put that man down. Your actions have consequences. And you know what? You're out of here. You're suspended. You know what? You're suspended indefinitely. Get out of my building now. Now get out.
And the moments that leave you speechless.
Snoop Mania, huh? Snoop Mania? Nah, Snoop Dizzle. It's called Axel Mania. And it's not a West Coast thing. It's not an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And I'm not gonna sit back and listen to you talk about Snoop Mania when Axel Mania is running wild in Los Angeles! Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Axel Mania is here to stay.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This without burning himself.
I don't know, but there's way too much smoke.
Yeah, there is.
Just do the line.
Oh, right. Right. We're here. Every Thursday night, be a part of the experience known as The Rack. From all of the latest wrestling news, discussions, recaps of NXT and SmackDown, interviews with all of our favorite superstars, and more. Follow the Buzzards to The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network. There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else.
The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MVG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your Pope Elijah Burt. Please understand that you're listening to one of the coolest, one of the best, one of the baddest radio stations in all of America, Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We are here, the season finale of Total Divas, where there are going to be shenanigans abounding as we head towards, well, the next part of the season, I guess. And we're just kind of recapping right now everything that's happened over the last all seasons, and mainly this one, because you know they like to bring up the fact that John doesn't want to get married and have kids, ever.
Well, you know, it's a common theme.
But we're still in Mexico. Paige has just admitted she doesn't want to marry Kevin.
And she was like, I don't want to get married, I just didn't want to lose him, so that's why I said yes. Paige just doesn't want it.
Well, this would be a good time to have that conversation with him.
Yeah, you think? She's like, I really don't think I want to be married, not right now, no. Not happening. Oh god, this is gonna go bad, isn't it?
Oh Paige, you have your shit sewed together, yet you don't. Wait, were they buttering up corn?
Yes. It's a lot of butter. It's a lot of butter, though. We're now Eskimo kissing with Natty and Paige. And now she tells the other girls what's going on.
Nikki's like, you brat.
I want to get married. Why don't you want to get married?
See? Bree knows what's up. Something happens when you turn 30. Something happens when you turn 30.
They're like, you gotta be honest.
Yeah, they're basically telling her, you have to tell him and you have to be honest. She's like, I can't tell him this over the phone, I gotta say it in person.
Naomi's like, cheers to not right now.
And now they're getting drunk.
And now Paige is the only one left drinking.
They have perfectly good alcohol sitting there. What is wrong with them? I can give you kids. I can give you a husband. Dolph Ziggler. Oh, it's this episode. Oh, thank God. We've been waiting all season for it.
Right.
Now we're back on the road. Somebody's getting glasses. It's Natty.
She has a bad left eye. Her left eye is getting worse. Wait, Nikki walks toothless? What?
I guess she never got her tooth fixed. Basically, she has a problem with her left eye. She's telling the doctor.
Now we're dialing the eyes. She did the eye test where you have to read the letters. She couldn't do it.
Don't mess up the eye makeup.
She's at a higher risk for retinal detachment.
She has to go see a retinal specialist.
So if she has this retinal surgery, she can no longer wrestle. What?
Yeah, but okay, so...
Wow, this doctor's really selling it. That was an interesting way to say I love you to start off a call. Do you really? Now she's talking to TJ all about the...
Yeah, the surgery and what's going on, and basically that, oh well, I may have to retire because if I get retinal surgery because they don't want me in the ring because, you know, my retinas could detach and blind.
He's like, you can't worry about it until you get the results back, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, basically she needs to get more facts.
Fact.
Hashtag fact.
Oh god, Natty. Wow, she's showing insecurity. Wow.
Wow. Okay, alright. Like, so we're out to Phoenix.
We'll get into Natty and TJ in a bit. So it's Brian, Bree, Nikki, and family coming for lunch, dinner, breakfast.
Dinner.
A meal. Dinner. Oh, look, it's Nick, a.k.a. Dolph Ziggler.
Gee, what is he doing there?
It's Nikki from the Spirit Squad. Apparently, Ziggler moved to Arizona to move by her family, and this is the first time they've ever bumped into each other.
I don't really believe that, but we're having steak and champagne, and oh yes, this is...
We're telling stories of past relationship between the two of them at the hockey game.
Brian's like, uh-oh.
Brian seems so uncomfortable.
Although I will say they do have a very natural chemistry.
They do. More than her and John Cena. Brie Bertha, you don't know what it's like being married to Brie.
Oh my, okay.
Rather to Nikki. Yeah, I don't even know what to say.
Not in those shoes, ladies. Not in those shoes.
Now the girls are wrestling outside. Now Nikki brings up to Brian, you were giving me dirty looks. Because it looks like you were cheating on John. Bree's like, Brian, no, you're wrong.
Oh god, he's getting double looks. Actually, Nikki, you were technically flirting with him, even if it was subconsciously.
He's like, from guy's perspective, you know.
There is a natural chemistry there, you can tell.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
And now we see everybody arriving at Raw.
There's Cena, and there's... Is that Wade Barrett?
Yes, it's Wade and Paige together.
And here's Rosa Mendez. Do you get engaged?
And now Rosa's like trying not to freak out, because she's like, oh my god, you're engaged! And Paige's like, no, no, no.
She asked Rosa, do you think he'll leave me?
Well, if you're dishonest... Hey, look, it's the Ascension in the background. Rosa! Rosa! Don't pressure her into getting married!
Now she's going under the ring.
Now we're at Money in the Bank? Raw?
This is before Raw.
An undescribed event? Oh, I know what's coming. Oh god, we're gonna see it. We're gonna see the thing.
Uh-huh.
Oh god.
So Tyson Kidd, TJ Wilson's in the ring, and he's wrestling Samoa Joe, but they don't show it, who Joe. They put in fake commentary. In the background you see him go down, and now you have Natty freaking out with Johnny Ace. He finally made total divas. And
Natty's freaking out, and rightfully so. Her husband is hurt. They're trying to calm her down.
She said he had a blank look on his face when he went down.
She's in the trainer's room with TJ. They're getting him to the hospital. There's Bree. Stay out of it. So, okay, as we go to break, where would we like to start?
I don't know where to start.
Okay, Natty and the eye doctor.
Yeah, let's start there.
All right. I understand Natty wants to determine when her wrestling career is over. I get that all of them want to determine that, but when an eye doctor looks at you and tells you that it's either this or you go blind in one eye.
You go, bye guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's, nothing should trump your health. Because here's the thing, once your eyesight's gone, it's gone.
You can never get it back.
You can never get it back. There might, well, that's not true. You might be able to get the retina reattached, but there's no chance that it will actually work. So it's like, you can have this, you know, you can continue with the problem because she said she can see fine out of her right eye. And obviously her right eye is her dominant eye and it doesn't affect her vision that much when both eyes are open, but she can't see anything out of her left.
Right.
And so that can become a problem if something, you know, her right eye gets hurt and she can't see out of her left, she's going to be essentially blind. So it's, yeah, you can have the surgery, you can get the problem corrected, no issue. The problem is you have to give up wrestling to potentially do it, which it's at that point, what do you want more? Do you want your vision or your health, or do you want to continue wrestling?
Yeah, and it should always be 100%. I want my health, okay?
Yeah.
You can always do something else.
Because, again, to her point, I want to make that decision. And I 100% support her in making that decision. But your body sends you signals.
Yes, yes it does.
Your body lets you know, hey, I can't do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the spirit is willing, the heart is willing, the body is not.
Right.
And, you know, your body and your eyes starting to go out on you, especially one eye where there's a weakness in one, which means there could be the weakness in the other one. And how, if you're already losing vision in one eye, how long before you lose it in the other?
Correct. Because then you're overcompensating with one eye because of the other eye.
Yeah. And I don't know. I get her decision that she wants to support it. You know, I want to support it that it's like, I decide when I'm done, but at the same time, it's you need to take care of your health. You need to take care of yourself. Because once something like your vision goes, that's it. You don't get it back.
Right.
So, you know, when a doctor tells you, you're going to have to stop this if you want to keep your health, that may be something you have to consider.
This is true, and on another related note regarding Natty, her insecurities about love is really evident in this episode so far. It all takes a twist with what happened with the injury, but it's like, huh, she really had some insecurities for a moment.
Well, it's always kind of been a theme with the show that Natty is very insecure, it seems, sometimes in her relationship with Tyson, because they're not the loviest, doviest of couples.
Right.
And Natty is a much, I don't want to say warmer person than TJ, but she's a much more emotional person. She needs that reassurance more. And at least the way the show is cut, they don't show that as TJ as this lovey-dovey, cuddling, caring, you know, overly caring person. TJ's very cut and dry.
Right.
Very direct. Doesn't beat around the bush kind of thing. So I could see how that would play into Natty's insecurities because I'm sure it's, you know, he maybe doesn't tell her he loves her as much or as off her as, you know, the way that she wants him to. Because remember, it's when they were going to do the whole wedding thing. She, like, freaked out because he's like, okay, well, let's go get married. Let's go down to the courthouse. And she about, you know, and he surprised her with this romantic gesture of taking her to the courthouse to get married.
Right.
Because in his mind, that's all they needed was him, her, and a justice of peace, and that's it.
Yeah.
But that's not what she wanted. That's not the grand gesture she wanted him to show her.
Right.
So it's a very common theme that Natty is somewhat insecure in her relationship, specifically in the way that he treats her or reacts to her or just him and her in general. But Nikki and Dolph, on the other hand, there seems to be no lack of chemistry there.
Is it wrong? Every time I see them together, it's like there's so much more chemistry between Nick and Nikki than John and Nikki.
Is it wrong that I'm sitting there and I'm looking at Nick and Nikki together and I'm like, holy crap, they belong together?
Yeah, that's true. They really do.
Like, you see her almost... No, you do. You see her light up with him. And you see her personality come out and you see this fun side of her come out and you really see who she is. Mm-hmm. When she's with John, I always feel like she's trying to be more than what she is. She's trying to be grander than what she thinks she is, because I almost feel like there's this expectation of her that she has to be because she's dating John Cena.
Right.
And you've almost seen that transformation with her from season one to now, where she's gotten grander and grander and grander as the seasons have progressed until she's gotten to the point where she is, where she's almost cold. Like, I don't want to say frigid bitch because that's not right.
Right.
But it's very, she's not the same person she was in season one. And obviously that's fine because people change. But you don't see Nikki as inclined to party and cut loose and have fun and really be herself as much anymore as you did in season one.
Correct.
So you can kind of see how she's changed herself to fit the mold of being someone's girlfriend. And maybe this is who she wants to be. And if that is, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But it's like you look at her and Dolph together and you see the chemistry and you see the love between the two, or not love, but you see the mutual feeling between the two, that there's a friendship there.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe they're just really good friends, but it's something that if you're going to spend the rest of your life with someone, they really should be your best friend. And we never see that side of John and Nikki's relationship.
No, we don't.
Because he's always uber serious, except the one time he got drunk, on Total Divas.
That one time Cena got drunk.
That one time John Cena got drunk on Total Divas, and it was epic. But yeah, it's just Nikki and Nick, they seem like they belong together.
Yeah.
Like there's this fun loving side to them that you don't see. And it's like, that's the Nikki Bella I can get behind, because she seems more approachable. She seems like a real person, as opposed to when she's with John and it's just like, she's almost there for show.
Right. She looks like the show wife rather than, hey, look at me. This is who I am.
Not even show wife, because he's not putting a ring on it.
Okay, I don't know the
trophy girlfriend?
Trophy girlfriend, I guess that's the best way to put it, I guess.
Yeah. And I'm not knocking their relationship, it's just, you see this, and this is the way that this is cut, is you see the chemistry between Nikki and Nick. You see it. Uh-huh. Off the bat, automatic. I'm still struggling at times to see the chemistry between Nikki and Cena. Like, I still struggle with it. Because it's like, in the seasons that concentrated heavily on their relationship, it was like, eh? Like, there's no spark, from what I remember. There's just...
I agree. I'm with you. There isn't that natural chemistry that those two have.
And maybe it's more low-key, maybe it's more subtle. I mean, they've had their sweet moments, they've had their nice moments, but there's no...
It doesn't feel as real as the 3 minutes we just saw.
Yeah, it doesn't feel real. And maybe, again, it's Nick and Nikki have a past together. They have memories together. And they're sitting there laughing about it and sharing it and having a good time and enjoying themselves and enjoying what they did have. And right. There's really almost a comfort level there.
Comfort is a good way to put it, yes.
That's what I'm kind of looking for, is there's a comfort level that Nikki has with Nick that she doesn't necessarily have with Cena. So, but we'll have to see where that goes. And yes, for the record, she was flirting with him and he was flirting with her.
Yeah, they were.
As we come back from break, we're at the hospital with Natty and they're talking about how TJ was injured in a match. He injured his neck. They don't know what's wrong. He's alive. He's breathing, but they don't know how bad it is. And she's giving him a scalp massage as he's in a neck brace.
Aww.
Aww. And now we're in Orlando with Eva. She arrives at NXT.
Awkward transition, by the way.
Yes, very awkward transition.
Eva's getting back
it's
in NXT. She finally makes total Divas. There's Ryan Ward, the head writer of NXT.
Hey, I follow that guy on LinkedIn.
So now we know who he is.
Now we know who he is. All right. And he's telling her basically how this is all going to go. And he's like, some will be positives, some will be negative in terms of their reaction. And if this is the NXT show I'm thinking of, there's more negative than positive. And now we're at SmackDown in Houston, Texas.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. And we see Paige arriving.
Paige is getting all the free stuff from the fans, hugging babies. She's kidnapped a kid.
I'm not sure whose kid that is, but she's carrying it around. And basically, it's getting around. She's engaged because Big Show just asked.
Big Show's like, you should take what you can get. Not a lot of people.
Y'all, y'all, stop pressuring her into marriage. Yenta boy. Big Show.
Apparently, Nikki looks like a banana.
We see Rosebud's hanging about.
Drinks.
Dolls.
Drinks on Nick. Drinks on the off. Or maybe off of you. There's more flirtation going on.
Nikki, you have no idea when someone's flirting with you, do you?
No, she doesn't.
We see Paige versus Alicia, and now we're all getting on a plane. We're going to Phoenix. We're going to a pool party.
Bella's sisters and the Bella brother and the entire Bella family are at a pool. She's just, you know, apparently Brie has a bathing suit top that makes her actually look like she has boobs.
I love how that's the qualifier. I have boobs!
For a second, he was confusing the two twins. Uh-huh.
So basically, he's not dating anybody.
Bree talks about her baby fever. Yeah, he has Nicole. What about you? Like, no babies for me, no. He wouldn't be, you know, cool with no marriage, no kids. He's like, I don't compromise my morals. She's with her, Mr. Right.
She hesitated.
It's like, you know... So hope there for now. Someone will change, maybe.
Oh my. Okay. Oh. This can get awkward. So, what do we want to talk about?
What do you want to talk about?
Oh, Dolph. Dolph, you are trying so hard, son, to get her back.
Yeah.
Sucks when you have it until it's gone, or it sucks when it's gone. Should have married it when you had it, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty much the truth right there.
But
the look in her eyes when he's talking, it's different, you know? There's a different look.
There's chemistry.
Yeah.
There's no doubting, like, there's a natural chemistry there that you just cannot deny. You can't fight. And it's just, she doesn't look at John the same way she looks at Dolph.
No, she doesn't.
But it's, I think at this point, part of this is she does love him, obviously. Mm-hmm. She's in love with John Cena.
Clearly.
I think part of this too is though, the logical side of, I'm never going to get anything better than this. Because, you know, in terms of the money, in terms of the status, in terms of all of it, she's gone about as high as she can go. And she's gone pretty high.
Oh yeah.
She's found herself a man that, if she fails, can take care of her for the rest of her life. And that's not saying that she's going to fail. She could be wildly successful and make more money than him. And I hope she does it. And she doesn't need him, but, you know, it's in terms of the provider, male provider statute or whatever, you find yourself a rich husband, you settle down, and you have a couple kids, and that's it. Well, she's found herself the rich man, but he doesn't want to settle down, and he doesn't want to have kids. But it's, she has resigned herself to this fact that she does not, that she's not going to have that with him, and so she's going to give that up to keep him.
Which, 10 years from now, she'll probably start regretting. Call me crazy, but that's what I think.
I think she partially regrets it now.
Yeah, but she won't let herself admit to it.
She won't let herself admit to it. I mean, they're perfectly happy. And that's not judging that or saying that she's not happy, because she clearly is happy with John. But there is always a level of regret that comes with a decision like that, where it's basically, I've just given up everything I've ever wanted for the sake of someone else. And we've had this conversation multiple times in terms of this relationship, where it's, she, for a long time, has been making a lot of sacrifices for him.
Yeah.
And he has not necessarily been returning them, at least from what we see. He buys her a lot of pretty things, but, you know, you listen to the difference in the two relationships, and it's, Dolph moved to Phoenix to be closer to her family. Her family. Not her. Her family. Think about that one for a second. Like, he was getting to the family. He was getting close.
Yeah.
And we don't know what ended the relationship. We don't know.
I think we're about to find out at some point.
We're going to find out at some point, but it's, you don't make a move like that if you're not serious. And as they kind of said, time was not on their side, and it could have been at that point Dolph and Nikki weren't ready to get married, and they just went in two different directions.
She was focused on other things, and he was focused on other things, and they just probably never saw each other.
Yeah, and they were focused on their careers.
Yeah.
She wanted to get places, he wanted to get places, and just, as they said, time at that point was not on their side. Now it is. And it's something that, I don't know, it's just, it's hard seeing it from the outside because you can make all sorts of snap judgments without actually seeing the real relationship and the real people and everything. It's hard to say, but it's just like,
huh, makes you wonder.
Makes you wonder. But yeah, it's things are going to get interesting with Dolph.
And before we come back from break, Big Show and his relationship advice.
Yenta Big Show, y'all. Yenta Big Show. Stop pushing Paige into marriage, guys. Stop doing it. She doesn't want to get married. She said she's not ready. Stop pushing her. And we still have no idea whose child that was.
She just randomly kidnapped a kid.
She just randomly took a child. We have no idea where the child came from, who they belong to, but they're adorable, and Paige stole it. So.
Paige is stealing children.
Paige is stealing children, y'all.
Like Ziggler steals girlfriends.
Oh.
Hey, he's living up to the gimmick.
Well, you know, it's Ziggler.
As we come back from break, we're in the car with Natty and TJ. TJ's in a hard collar, but basically he's super happy to be going home. They're getting out of the car, walking him into the house.
He's moving around pretty all right for someone who just had a scary injury.
He needs CAT scans, MRIs, x-rays, the works. Well, I think, if I remember right, the vertebrae that he broke actually don't paralyze you. Those are the ones that can kill you.
Well, you know, that's a good thing.
And basically, TJ's kind of freaking out a little bit because he doesn't know if he's going to be able to get back in the ring. And Natty's telling him, yeah, you'll be back, you'll be back, you'll be back. Because conservatively, after the surgery, it's a year. Conservatively. Could be longer.
Could be longer, yeah.
As we head to SmackDown in Toledo. Hey, look, it's Dolph of the Bellows.
We're just going all over the country. Apparently Ziggler always sees a light over Nikki's head. Wow. Wow. Bree's bringing up the comments to Ziggler.
And Bree's concerned that Dolph is fucking with her sister's head, and Dolph's like, why would I do that?
Hey, look, there's Cena walking by. There was a Michael Hayes sighting. And Ziggler's like, I may know what Nikki likes. Bree's like, you may be using that for your benefit.
But what would he benefit from it, other than getting her, you know, getting with her? Benefit is there? Because if you steal John Cena's girlfriend,
your wrestling career is over.
Yeah, that's like career suicide.
Not to text me. Don't have your sister text me. Please, don't have it. We're in Orlando at the NXT event.
And you see everybody going into Full Sail. It's called Spot a Wrestler time.
Time for NXT TV tapings.
With Eva Marie, and she's walking out. Still really dislike that robe.
We have the Let's Go Eva, Eva Sucks chant.
Oh my. Okay. Oh, right. Well, that's going to be an interesting conversation between Nikki and Cena.
Yeah, it will be.
So we have Eva in the ring. She's getting booed. She's getting chanted at.
Boo, hiss, you suck, boo, you're awful, Eva sucks.
Oh, what if we're going to show the botch?
That happens not as the first taping. That's a later on taping, because I don't think it was this match.
Eva, honey, they're not interested in what you're doing. They're only interested in booing you.
As Eva picks up the victory.
But she has a solid debut. She definitely had the crowd's attention, even if it was negative.
Even if it was negative.
We see John and Nikki rolling up to a hotel.
Cena takes a picture with a fan.
Now we're taking a picture with like an entire gaggle of people.
It's a family photo, or just a bunch of girls. Cena will do anything for a fan.
Oh, it's a bachelorette party. That's a pretty high-class bachelorette party.
Yeah. You were truly manly in love when you could fart in front of someone. Now we're having a farting contest? I don't know. Because Nikki never farts, apparently.
Lies.
He's like, everyone's Googling sonogram photos and just sending them to him because so-and-so's pregnant. Your sister wants to get preggo. He asked her if it was affecting you. Nicole fixes hair. Nicole silence. He's like, I got you on my for a couple hours before I go. I don't want to make you upset. He's happy. He wants to be with her. He loves her. And that's where you leave kids.
Wow, that was like the most business-like.
Cena is business. 24/7. Straight up.
We're going to talk about that. So now we have Alicia and Paige walking backstage. They're talking about Kevin. Alicia wants to see the fireworks.
Don't we all?
Don't we all? And oh, hey, look, it's Kevin.
It's amazing. He just happened to get off his tour early and shows up there. Hey, it's more Big Show. Like she said, yes. Yeah. Make you feel good. Yeah. Wow, Big Show just stir in that pot. Just a little bit.
Oh, show. Thank you for stirring that pot. We love you for that. Now we're in the car with Natty and the mom.
And he's like, TJ's just TJ.
Now she's getting a business phone call.
Or not so business.
Oh, she's getting the results of her consultation. Natty's gonna have a lazy eye like Shawn. She's gonna be the female Shawn Michaels. But basically she's saying, I can't have the surgery right now. TJ's getting ready to have surgery. We both can't have surgery. And then, of course, you know, the recommendation is that she never wrestles again, which obviously we know doesn't happen.
Yeah, he's freaking out a little bit.
Just a little bit. So, as we go to break, all right. We'll talk about the preview when the preview happens, but...
Circling back.
That was the most business... cold response.
Both sides.
Like, that was uncomfortable. And I know Cena is not comfortable with their relationship being on Total Divas. You can tell that he does not like it when the cameras are there, and I think that's a lot of it. Because when those cameras are there, he turns on in terms of he has to be business John Cena.
He's John Cena 24/7. When the camera's on, he's John Cena. He can't be anything else but John Cena. He can't be just John. No, he's John Cena, face of WWE. And anything I say and anything I do has to be 24/7 business.
Yeah, but I mean, that was just a... Because he's like, is it affecting you?
And she doesn't say anything.
Of course it's affecting her. Everybody's getting pregnant. Her sister talks about it constantly. What do you think, dude? Of course she's... It's affecting her because she's the one person out of her entire group that's probably never going to have kids because of you.
Everyone's getting married. Everybody's having kids.
She's in that awkward stage in her life when all of that happens. And she's going to be the one that's going to be left out.
Mm-hmm.
And she's made that choice on her own, but she's made it because of you. So it's like, of course it's affecting her. Out of curiosity, I wonder what he would do if it is affecting her. Or if she had said yes, would he break up with her? Would he, you know, find out what she wanted to do? I mean, I'm kind of actually curious as to how he would respond to that, if he would. But, you know, the whole, I love you, I want to be with you, I'm happy where we're at right now. Or I'm happy to have you in my life. That almost automatic, it was almost an automatic kind of response.
Again, business John Cena 24/7. It is what it is. That's what it was. It is. That's him. That's... How he approaches things, it's, I like everything going as it is, I don't want change, take it or leave it. That's basically what he puts out there. If you don't like it, then well, we may have to change our relationship. Which means there is no relationship. If you want this, we're not budging.
Well, it's basically, you know, we're together, that's all we need. And for some people, that's enough. I mean, Gene Simmons and his wife were not married for years before they finally tied the knot, where they just lived together. Shannon Tweed, that's her, I couldn't think of her name. But Gene Simmons and Shannon Tweed were never married up until very recently when they finally decided to tie the knot. I mean, it's just some people never get married, but it's like for him, it's a contrast of two relationships. And again, it's the way that they're cutting it, obviously. But it's this very stiff, cold relationship with John and Nikki.
Yeah.
And cold's kind of a little harsh, but it's very stiff.
Very business. Straightforward. This is what it is. It's just two people who have the same, who are together, but I don't know. I don't know the right word. It's not, cause it's not cold. It's sort of stiff, but it's not, it's...
Yeah, cold's not the right word to describe it, but I don't have the right word. That's the problem, is it's like, it's just very...
Bland? No.
Bland. Yeah, I think bland.
Maybe.
There's no spark. There's no romance. There's no anything. It's just...
Straightforward and...
It's just, we're going to have dinner together, and then I'm going to leave, and you're going to be on your own. And it seems like she's on her own a lot more in this season, or they're cutting it like she's alone a lot more. Because we hardly ever see her at home. We hardly ever see her with John. She's usually with Bree.
She's doing all... She's on the road a lot more than he's... They're not on the same road scheduled for a while. There was a point he was taking weekends off and she was working.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know. It's a weird, weird thing.
It's a weird, weird relationship. I guess there's just, yeah. I think for me, there's no spark that I can visibly see. But as for Natty, well, Natty, honey, if you need it, you need it. Just pointing that out.
I got nothing to add to that. That's perfectly said.
Yeah. So as we come back from break, we're in Boston. With Kevin and Paige. Oh, I can't wait.
And Rosa.
And Rosa and Alicia. Apparently he surprised her. Oh my. Oh my.
He came home a week early. She's like, I can't engage at work. Now Rose's like, we should have a double wedding. She's not engaged yet. Now we're doing a trial run. At least she's acting like Kevin.
Complete with hair flip.
Uh huh. She's like, maybe we might go there. Maybe not down now.
She doesn't even know what to say.
Paige is freaking out.
Paige is like, I'm scarred for life now. Here's the thing, if he really loves her, then he'll respect the fact that she doesn't want to get married.
Right. And because he rushed into this with her. She's putting it off somewhere.
She's waiting for the opportune moment.
Right.
Oh, it's dinner.
Did the animals just get bit by a snake or something?
I don't know what's going on right now. Natty's mom is trying to impart wisdom, but I have no idea what wisdom she's trying to impart. I'm somewhat confused. But it looks like they're having fried chicken.
Natty. 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 We're not telling lies again, are we, Natty?
Natty's lying again. She's trying to, you know, bolster false confidence in TJ. You could go blind.
Yes, I want to get it fixed, but right now, it's not about TJ.
Basically, Natty tells her mom to drop it that right now TJ is more important, which I respect that.
We have Paige and Kevin in the car.
Paige, none of us want to deal with real life situations. We still have to, though.
And he just leaves. She's trying to justify her actions, and she can't. We're all in Washington, D.C.
Oh dear. Oh dear, 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 Paige.
We're talking about being verified on Instagram and signing stuff, and Ziggler walks by. Ziggler's mom is showing up.
Mom, I'll be Ziggler.
Wow. Apparently, Bree's awkward about their awkward flirting. And Ziggler says, yeah, I have some feelings for you.
No, he's serious.
But Nick's like, just kidding, you know.
And now he's asked the age old, can I talk to you?
He's being real.
He's serious.
He doesn't say just kidding. He says, can I talk to you? And now we're having the conversation. Bree's coming after them in 5 minutes. And curiously, John Cena's heading to the ring.
Well, you know, well, Cena's back is turned.
They're going out to the parking lot. 7 years of some of more than friendship. He's like, I'm not kidding. He's like, Nikki's like, I feel like disrespectful to John. He treats Leia like queen, and we had a lot of ups and downs. There's the line. I can give you kids, I can give you a husband.
Oh, and he goes in for a kiss, and we get a to be continued. All right. Basically, Dolph wants Nikki back. Nikki doesn't want to go back.
And that's where we leave the season.
And that's where we leave the mid-season finale. Paige's engagement is hanging in the balance. She hasn't told Kevin yet.
Everyone knows but Kevin.
How does everyone know but Kevin? Like, you would think somebody would say something to him.
There's a stooge in that locker room. Someone should have stooged it out.
You know, oh, the mid-season debut is going to be interesting. Oh, this is going to be interesting. Because, well, I have a feeling Dolph's going to get sent on his merry way.
Or maybe not.
Well, maybe. No. Because she and John are still together.
Are they?
If they're not still together, they're acting like it.
Oh, they're probably still together.
Oh, yeah. But I'll have to see where that goes. Paige and Kevin, will they stay together? Don't know. You know, honestly, Kevin seems like the type of guy that if she looked at him and she said, honestly, I love you, I want to be with you, I'm just not ready to be married yet, he would probably understand that.
He would understand it for a while. But because he's 7 years older than her, 8 years older than her,
yeah, he would understand it for a while. I agree with that, but at some point he would press the issue of, look, do you want to get married or not? Because, you know, he is in that position where he's ready to get married.
Right.
He's ready to settle down. He's ready to have a family. He's hit that point in his life, and she's not. And he knows, you know, as you said earlier, he rushed into it. He rushed to get the ring on her finger.
He fell in love, and he went for it for her.
Which, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's, you know, there's nothing wrong with taking it slow. There's nothing wrong with waiting a little while to get married, especially for what you both do, because you guys hardly seem to see each other. So it's easy to fall in love. It's easier to rush into love with someone you hardly ever see. But marriage is a long, long business. You know, can you guys get along? Can you guys live together? You see each other every day.
Right.
And you live together every day. That's the question.
That really is the age-old question.
And while Eva is continuing her career in NXT, Alicia and Rosa are causing trouble, Natty needs eye surgery, but she's putting it off for the sake of TJ, who is injured and is working hard to get TJ back on his wrestling feet. So an interesting finale, to say the least. So that does it for the season finale of Total Divas. Join us in 2016 as Total Divas returns with season 5. Oh my god, I can't believe we have to wait that long.
2016? Oh my god, that's so far away.
Ugh, I'm tapping my watch. It's not fast enough, dang it. I have to know what happens. But I guess we have to wait.
God. God darn it.
Darn it. Well, everybody, I hope you've enjoyed season 4. I know we have. We look forward to seeing everybody in 2016 for season 5, like I said. But if you want to join us, we do this little show called The Rack every week, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. You're welcome to visit with us, join us, and listen to us as we talk about all the news in the world of professional wrestling, as well as NXT and so much more. So you don't want to miss it. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. But for now, he's Rock. I'm Lindsay. This has been Total Divas Season 4, the season finale, and we will see you all with The Rack Extra in 2016. Till then, bye!